Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we are featuring the powerful vegan organizations. Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, featuring an interview with the president, Laura Barlow, and also Vegan Shift, featuring an interview with the founder, Araya Flynn, in Ohio. Laura will be joining us after the break.
Hello.
Hi, Araya.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you are amazing. You are a role model. And thank you for all you do. Vegan Shift is a nonprofit global vegan hub developing sustainable societies for symbiotic living with all earthlings. Consistent and uncompromising vegan messaging, commitment to tactics of nonviolence, championing the interests of exploited individuals and those who seek to liberate them, and a focus on sustainability, passionate advocacy, peace, and unity. And Araya, I have to say that your goals and your mission and your values of Vegan Shift is one of the best I have ever seen. And I really thank you for this.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so, you know, heartwarming and humbling. But yeah, we've been on this path a long time. I've been in the trenches of this movement since 1995. That was when I really started waking up. I was born in an animal lover, as most children are, and my mom raised a daughter that really cared about other earthlings. And, you know, I was just like everyone else who was born into this culture of founded on violence, and it was so invisible, none of us really understood what we were participating in until, you know, we examined it. And I was shocked, you know, to be 24, 25 years old and only starting to, like, become informed, actually informed on the foundations of everything I'd been participating in. So that was a big part of how I became vegan and why I started this mission.
And this also shows your courage and your bravery and your commitment, because you became an activist for it in creating an international organization. I'm really thrilled that you have started so many campaigns here in the United States, and also with all the state Facebook pages with helping vegans to connect, and your educational and your political advocacy.
Yes. Having been in the military, I was in the U.S. Air Force from 1990 to 94, and I got a very different perspective having life outside of the United States. I spent 3 years of that in Germany, and I was in during Desert Storm, and I got to see a lot of different perspectives in the world, as well as a lot of life experience in at such a young formative age, you know. So it really grounded me in a lot of ways to why we want to live in a more peaceful society. So, I mean, that's just a snippet of kind of the things that have really created this awareness and this goal. I was a bit frustrated in my time in this movement with the lack of a sense of urgency that seemed to be becoming the mantra, you know, this baby stepping language, this language of not talking about our goals that we're really seeking, you know, using words like vegetarianism or using words like veg. These things to be polluting and confusing people as to what the goal really is, and enabling us to just stumble along in the wrong direction. And so being exposed to a lot of these things, I didn't examine them at first. You know, I was a vegan for 8 years before I started really looking at what our movement was doing. It took me a long time before I actually had the confidence and the knowledge and the experience to really visualize where we needed to go and how urgent a matter this really was. I had to read a lot of books. I had to be involved in a lot of different campaigns, and I'm not just talking about the animal rights campaign. I've been an environmentalist as long as I've been, you know, alive, because I was born and raised in California during the 70s when Earth Day was a thing, and the population had just doubled for the second time in 40 years. You know, we went from 1 billion to 2 billion in like 1930, and then we went from 2 billion to 4 billion by 1970. So, you know, there was a lot of consciousness in my development that impacted my decision making, such as the decision not to have children, the decision to focus on doing things that were going to help shift the world in a way that was not so self-destructive, because we're on a very destructive, self-destructive path, humanity is right now.
I agree with you, Araya, and that's one of the items in your campaign that I think is so important, in that I am really grateful to you, is that you're consistent and uncompromising vegan messaging. Because that's really important, especially as you're mentioning the urgency. And I see that same trend happening all over the place of diluting the vegan message, or like what you said, calling it veg or vegetarian, which has nothing to do with veganism. Vegan Shift is a solutionary organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've created an infrastructure that is not only national, it is global. When I started creating all the vegan state groups in Facebook, and it was 2012, So I wanted, again, this is military thinking, a very standardized naming convention that was very simple and easy for people to find, because I wanted to be a funnel to connecting the entire vegan movement. I also was very frustrated, again, like with the mainstream organizations that were controlling the messaging of the movement up to that point, the well-moneyed organizations. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to circumvent them, because I have a feeling, I can't be 100% sure, I didn't ask all of them if they would be willing to open up their networks to me, but I was like, I need to create a way to connect all these vegans around the world. So I started creating vegan state groups, and then I started creating vegan countries. And it was a very simplified naming convention: vegan state, vegan country. And I did that because I had my 300 vegans campaign, and I wanted to find 300 vegans in every state and in every country and begin mobilizing them wearing that vegan shirt, that Nonviolence United vegan shirt, so that we could really start to create that velocity. So, you know, I've recognized where civil disobedience can be truly effective, and it's in the masses, it's in the numbers. I want to use civil disobedience eventually in our strategy, but first I wanted to connect the vegan community and then mobilize them locally for legislative initiatives. So, you know, I have the vegan lobby segment of Vegan Shift. I've got a pretty good role on the vegan states now. I mean, every day I'm approving tens, you know, dozens. In some states it's more like several dozens a day. They're all very active and percolating and growing. And Vegan Florida has over 8,000 members. Vegan Ohio has over 3,100 members. So several of the different states have several thousand of members in them. The vegan countries was really ambitious, and as soon as I saw the activity hitting me with the notifications for the vegan states, I put all of the vegan countries in secret mode, because I could not possibly cope with the volume that I was dealing with just on the state level. So I'll open those up later. But they're already creating organically anyway. So, you know, I felt presumptuous, to be honest, trying to control other country groups when I didn't even speak their language. So that was kind of another reason why I put them in secret mode. But my objective was to originally roll out my 300 Vegans campaign. And the goal of that was to pass what I call the Vegan Access Act. And that would be a template for not only any state in the Union of the United States, but any democratic country that I could use that template in to ensure vegan access. And that means that vegan options are available, affordable, accessible everywhere, every day for everyone, because I honestly believe that people are born vegan and they just don't know it. They have never been empowered to be vegan. And when they are given the choice to be vegan, they can be vegan.
Absolutely. Thank you, Araya. Your tactics are very, very effective.
Thank you.
And what I also really like about you is that you have the holistic perspective and the focus on nonviolence, on peace, on justice, and on the environment. And yet, your experience of becoming vegan included personal health. I really enjoyed your background story on your website, veganshift.org, and about your health and your family's health. And so sometimes I see some people, I call them plant-based people rather than vegans, where their focus is only about health. And of course, that's important on a personal level, yet veganism is about compassion and justice and radical inclusion, non-discrimination, that we extend the same concern and the same kindness to everyone, regardless of their species. And so I really think that's significant with you, where you can see that you have taken it into this broad perspective of unity.
Yes. I call it the unexpected consequence, you know, and it was a positive consequence. I had no clue that my decision to live consistently with my values would also result in reversing all kinds of health problems I didn't realize were associated with what I was consuming. It was just an amazing, fortuitous, like, it just proves to me how important and it is for us to make this shift, is that there's so much benefit that comes from it on the micro level of the individual health, on my own personal health, on the micro level of the individuals who I'm no longer victimizing, and on the macro health of the globe, which is in jeopardy right now because we are not living this way.
That's right. And I really enjoy your educational presentations that you give at schools, as well as your educational platforms that you present at various community meetings, town meetings, business meetings, political meetings. That's great.
Yes, I am ubiquitous. Some people call me ubiquitous. It's a nickname because I try to be pretty much everywhere. My job is to drive veganism into every aspect of society.
We're listening to Araya Flynn via Skype in Ohio. Araya is the founder of Vegan Shift, a global political educational organization to shift this world into a vegan world. And Araya, I'm really excited to hear about the latest event, the latest news.
Yes, we're really excited about this. This is, I think, a first. I've not heard of it anywhere else in the movement, but we are now able to accept cryptocurrency. And not only are we able to accept cryptocurrency in the form of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcash, all of these types of cryptocurrency, we are also launched our own coin, vegan coin.
So let's hear more about that.
Okay, well, I'm going to actually hand you off to the person who's just done this for me, because I am so green. This literally only took place this week. I was approached about this by my treasurer. He'd been trying to get me to meet up with these people for weeks, and I just hadn't had time. And so I finally made it a priority just this week. And then all of a sudden, we're like in the business of cryptocurrency. So it's pretty exciting and has tremendous potential. So let me introduce you to the gentleman who's made that happen for us.
Hi, this is Emmanuel. I'm working with an organization we call the Tesser Foundation, which is basically free education for the youth. And Uriah and I sort of hooked up through that changing the world mentality. So we've decided to launch Vegan Coin, which is a great thing, obviously, for the movement and for the world. And we'll be dropping 35 million vegan coins on the Ethereum network this week. So there will be 35 Ethereum holders, which 35 million, which will get a vegan coin, and that will spark a conversation like no other conversation that could be brought about. So we are really, really absolutely excited to launch Vegan Coin, to put those in those wallets to give people the conversation and the chance to have the conversation about what veganism really is.
Thank you, Emmanuel. And what contact information can you share with our listeners for those who would like to get involved in this?
Well, they can absolutely go to veganshift.org or the Tesser Foundation. We're at TESSR.io, and we'll be doing all those great things for Vegan Shift and putting them through Vegan Shift. You can purchase the coin on veganshift.org as well, or through the Ethereum network with the contract for Vegan Coin.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Thank you, Araya.
My pleasure. We're just tickled to have the opportunity to. You're the first news organization that's received this information, so this is going to be pretty amazing.
Yes, and I'm greatly honored. Wow, thank you very much. And we're coming to a close in the interview. Are there any additional messages that you, as well as Emmanuel, would like to leave with our listeners?
I mean, just make that shift. As far as I'm concerned, just speaking with Uriah and her organization and her passion for everything, I think we see that everyone has an alignment here, right? It's just be good to one another and be good to yourself. It's a very important mission that she has, and I see the fire in her, and I know we're going to change the world.
Thank you, Emmanuel and Uriah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And can you leave your contact information with our listeners?
Uriah Flynn, veganshift.org. Do you want a phone number?
Sure.
740-521-9091.
Thank you very much, Uriah.
Thank you. Marlene, it's a pleasure.
I really believe that Vegan Shift truly is shifting this planet into one of compassion and sustainability, which will result in equity, equality, justice, and freedom. And like you have written on your website, veganshift.org, the goal is to create a vegan, eco-centric, conscious world where people are empowered to live consistently with their values and ethics for empathy, compassion, dignity, respect, equality, truth, liberty, and justice for all earthlings. Thanks to you, Uriah Flynn.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and giving me this opportunity, Marlene.
Thank you. And thank you, Emmanuel. This was a nice surprise to have you joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, you're very welcome, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Yes, yes, indeed. Okay, thanks again. I look forward to following your work on Vegan Shift and also with the Vegan Coin.
Thank you, ma'am.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Well, this is great. This is very exciting. Okay, thank you, sister.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be joined by Laura Barlow, the president of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We are very fortunate to be joined by Laura Barlow, the president of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness. Thank you, Laura, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on Vegan Nation Radio.
Thank you. You are amazing. I just love it that you have been the president of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, planting seeds of compassion since 2001. Laura, I think that many people are not aware of the horror and the violence in animal agriculture.
And we kill about 68 billion farm animals every year. And we do this in awful ways, and I really encourage people to look into how animals are treated, that we cut off their body parts while they're still fully alert. We scald them in boiling water. We take their babies from them at birth. We dismember them. It's very hard for people to comprehend the cruelty that we are inflicting on animals because it's really hidden with propaganda and advertising. But if you research this a little bit more, and there's a great film out there called Earthlings, and you can open up your heart and your mind and connect to animals. You can expand your circle of compassion. It's a beautiful thing. And then also, being a vegan is going to have amazing benefits to the environment because animal agriculture is the leading cause of species extinction, ocean dead zones, water pollution, and habitat destruction. So really, it's a win for your health, it's a win for the environment, and it's a win for the animals. It feels great to be a vegan. So I really encourage all your listeners, if they're not vegan, to look into some of this, to seek the truth, and to consider going vegan.
Thank you, Laura, and I think that's very important. And also, congratulations on the title of Elite Miss Rhode Island, and how are you using your title to make a difference?
Thank you so much. So Elite Miss Rhode Island is a division of Miss Earth, and we are delegates who serve as role models who are dedicated to uphold the advocacy to preserve and restore our Mother Earth. We are ambassadors for environmental protection campaigns, and my platform is we are all connected, and I want to help people awaken from the illusion of separation and to understand that we are all connected, and I mean nature, animals, and humanity, because we are all earthlings, and every action that we take has an impact on everybody around us.
So it really does feel great because of a lifestyle that shows compassion, love, and respect for humanity and our planet, and I really hope that I can encourage people to do that.
What are the upcoming Rhode Island Vegan Awareness events?
Oh, great. So we have a lot coming up. We are very proud that we're going to have our first billboard in Providence, and that's going up on May 28th. I'm also hosting a big vegan potluck and a community cleanup in conjunction with Rhode Island Vegan Awareness and Elite Miss Rhode Island, and that is going to be happening on June 2nd. And we have a lot of fun things planned. We have cake. We're going to have a nice vegan potluck lunch, and then we're going to go out and clean up the community. Rhode Island Vegan Awareness is also going to be at the Pride Fest this summer. We have a summer social coming up in June at India Restaurant. We are also going to be having some public outreach at the Ward Mall. And we're going to have a charity night with the Pawtucket Red Sox that we're really excited about. We do have a website, veganawareness.org, and we are on Facebook, Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, so people can follow along on our calendar and see exactly what we're up to. And I also post some things on Instagram, and my Instagram account is RIVegan.
Thank you. And how can someone get involved with Rhode Island Vegan Awareness?
So for Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, we have monthly meetings. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities. Anyone can go to our website and send us an email. Let us know that they're interested in getting more involved or learning more. We'd be happy to work with them and bring them on. The more people, the better.
Thank you, Laura. And it's exciting to hear about all the events coming up in May and June. And I have been following you for years, and you are always busy all year, every year. Wow.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, and you're so well-spoken. You are a great role model, so it's really appropriate that you have the title of Elite Miss Rhode Island, because you are very powerful and you're very generous and you're so committed. And because of you, this planet will become a compassionate planet, a vegan planet, sooner than later.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really nice, and it's great to know for everybody listening that everybody can make a difference.
And I have to say that I like your slogan, planting seeds of compassion since 2001. And I want to add, planting seeds of patience since 2001, because every time I watch one of your presentations or your television interviews, again, you are so well-spoken, and you're so kind, and you're so patient, and yet you say the facts. You don't hide it, so I really think that's significant.
Thank you so much, of course, and I urge everybody never to take my own word for anything and to go out and be a truth seeker, because we live in a world that wants to hide the truth from you, so you really have to try to go out and find it. And when you do that, you can find the truth, and you can open up your heart and your mind to animals and to our planet, and you can really just feel great knowing that you're living a compassionate life.
We're listening to Laura Barlow, the president of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness. Please give us a recap of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness.
It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and we are dedicated to advocating veganism for a more peaceful and just world for all life. And we do this in a variety of ways. We've actually had television PSAs, bus advertisements, we have a billboard coming up, film screenings, Ask a Vegan table, pay-per-view, library displays. We like to pass out free vegan food for people to sample and see how delicious it is. We also have a lot of workshops, cooking demonstrations, guest speakers. We pass out free literature. We have a website, a Facebook page, monthly meetings, fundraisers, and special events. And we are dedicated to creating a vegan-friendly community here in Rhode Island.
Thank you. And where is the billboard going to go up?
So the billboard's going up on Orme Street in Providence on May 28th.
Very exciting. That's wonderful. Thank you, Laura. And all the volunteers at Rhode Island Vegan Awareness.
Yes, we have an amazing team of volunteers. We have an amazing board of directors. So I'm very thankful for everything that everybody does for our organization.
Right, and who's the founder?
The founder of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness, her name was Alana, and she currently works at the Catskill Animal Sanctuary, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's great. Thanks to Alana also.
Yes, thank you, Alana.
Laura, what vegan food tip can you give us?
If you're drinking cow's milk, an easy swap that you can make is you can switch it to almond milk or soy milk or coconut milk or hemp milk or oat milk or rice milk. There's so many different types of vegan milks. There's no need to drink cow's milk anymore. So maybe just start by making some simple swaps with foods that you're used to eating every day.
Yeah, and there's so much going on with the environment in that. When the world becomes veganized, we can stop the global climate breakdown and the climate destabilization, and we can return to homeostasis and balance. And so can you give us some more information on that with the environment?
Of course. So as I mentioned, animal agriculture is one of the leading causes of species extinction, ocean dead zones, water pollution, and habitat destruction. And we all know what a serious problem global climate changes. So a lot of people don't realize that animal agriculture is actually contributing to that, and it's greatly contributing to that. And a lot of people don't realize that it takes 2,500 gallons of water to produce just 1 pound of beef. It also takes a lot of water to produce 1 pound of eggs and 1 gallon of milk. And 1 gallon of milk is equal to 27 showers. So if people are concerned about the environment, I think most people care about animals, I think most people care about the environment, one great way that you can help is to go vegan. And also you can help our oceans, because we could see fishless oceans as early as 2048, and our oceans are being exploited, they're being depleted, they're being polluted. So there's so many issues involved with the environment, even including things like deforestation and of the rainforest. Animal agriculture is responsible for up to 91% of this. So I really want to encourage people to look into the environmental impact of animal agriculture, because I truly believe that people care about our environment, care about our animals, and our fellow humanity. So this is a great way to help all three.
Laura, how long have you been vegan?
So I'm going on 19 years as a vegan, and proud and excited to say that.
And I love that photo with you with your adopted dog.
Thank you. Yeah, so I have two dogs that I love so much, Baxter, and then he's a beagle. And then I also have my beautiful girl, Malmabel, who came from all the way from Egypt, and she's wonderful.
And thank you for being fair and non-discriminatory, because you love dogs as well as you love all the other animals, without discriminating which animals receive compassion and kindness and which animals don't. That's the whole point of veganism, is that it's non-discrimination, it's radical inclusion, it's compassion, and it's justice.
And thank you too for standing up for animals and for feeling the same way, because it is important. If you say you love animals, it's important to love all animals and not just cats and dogs. So thank you as well.
And I look forward to attending one of the Rhode Island Vegan Awareness events this year.
Ah, yes, that'll be great. We look forward to having you.
And thank you so much for everything you're doing to get the word out and spread the word and have the radio station and social media and everything else. So that's awesome. So thank you as well.
Yeah, we just got to keep at it. We just need to keep plugging away, because it's so perplexing how much resistance there is. I just can't wrap my head around it.
It's hard to wrap your head around it.
Yeah. So thank goodness that we're all connected to the vegan activists all over the world.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene. Okay. It's been great and it's an honor. So
okay.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Laura.
And I hope you have a nice day.
Thanks, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Special thanks to our guest, Araya Flynn, who joined us via Skype in Ohio. Araya is the founder of Vegan Shift. We're also fortunate to be joined by Emmanuel, who initiated the Vegan Coin. And also a special thanks to Laura Barlow, the president of Rhode Island Vegan Awareness.